Irvin, Perek Gimel Mishneh Hei. Masne Odom Alei Ruve Va'omer. Person is making a Tanai. Masne Odom Alei Ruve means he's making a Tanai on his air. What does it mean he's making a Tanai? We're talking over here about a person, he lives location A. We'll say he lives on 10th Street. He wants to be Keveh, it's usually not against streets, because in a town, there's no problem of walking even more than 2,000 amos. We're just using it as an example. He wants to be Keveh himself, but to be able to go further than 2,000 amos, he has a suffix in which direction on Shabbos he's going to need to extend his mobility. Is he going to need to go to the side of 1st Street and another 2 amos, or to the side of 20th Street and another 2,000 amos from there? So what does he do? He puts an Erev, a little bit of a hassle, but he puts an Erev on 1st Street, puts an Erev on 20th Street, and then he's Oymid Be'emtza, Mas Nodem Alurim Vaymer. In Bog, Oymid HaMizrach, why does he need mobility? Because he's afraid, they say, that there's going to be a pogrom, Rachman al-Islam. So he has to know which direction the Goyim are coming from. He'll run to the woods from the other side. We're not talking about in the town. We're talking about the woods. So he needs an Erev. In Bo Goyim in HaMizrach, of course, if the Goyim are coming with a pogrom, if he wouldn't have an Erev, he'd be able to run anyways. So we're talking about something that's not Pekuch Nefoshes. In Bo Goyim in HaMizrach, then I want to run to the other side, Eruvi Lemayriv. Min HaMayriv, if they come from the Mayriv side, Eruvi LaMizrach. In Bo Mikan HaMikan, what happens if they attack from both sides? L'mokim She'etze Eilech, I have the ability based on my judging of the situation, what's safer to go in either direction. What happens? Emet Hashem, there's no pogrom. Lebo lemikan velemikan, areni kibneiri. Then the Erev is not chal. He's allowed to make, there's really three tzadim going on over here, what the possibility of the Erev, plus another tzad that maybe there won't be an Erev at all. So Memele, he's allowed to put that all into his establishing his makom shvisa. The chiddush over here is that a person could set up a situation where he doesn't know what something is now, and it's chal now, kefi the reality that'll play itself out in real time tomorrow afternoon. In Sugis Hashas, this is called brera. Person Lamashal writes a get, a classic case. He has two wives with the same name. Rachman is on the guy, has two wives with the same name. He wants to write a get, and he's not sure which wife he wants to be megarish. Over there, there's a separate problem, Shalei Lishmo. He wants to make a chalois get to be chal for this wife. For which wife? Whichever one he'll decide to divorce tomorrow. He wants to be mafish truma from a barrel of wine. He's not sure which barrel of wine will have leftovers tomorrow afternoon. That should be the truma. Which one? The one that'll be in his bar tomorrow. Yesh brera, ain't brera. Famous sugya. It's a sugya in Gittin, sugya in Beitza, sugya over here in Ervin. The consensus by the poskim is that b'midi d'oraisa, we say ein brera. On a something which is a dindera bonon, we're a mekel, and we say yesh brera. And one could be toilo in an unknown X factor that'll be in his bar tomorrow. Here we're talking about l'chayr and erev d'ra bonon. Therefore, masna adam alei ruvay. Now the Mishnah speaks out a different case. The nekuda here is that the first case of bo goyim is something that he doesn't want. The second case is going to be a case of something he does want to happen. In bo chochum in HaMizrach, Eruvi LaMizrach. A chochum is coming, he's going to darshin. I want to know where he's coming from, so therefore I want to go in that direction. Min HaMayriv, if the Talmud chochum was giving the drushes in the other direction, Eruvi LaMayriv, I want to put an Erev down. Bo lekan ulekan, there's going to be a flood of Talmud chochum, l'mokum she'etzeh. I want to go to a drush that sounds more interesting. Lo lekan v'lo lekan. What happens if no chochum will come? Harenikim ne'iri. If one of these chachomim was his individual rabbi, the Gemara explains, Pyuta says is a svara, that even though he said it, he spoke out this side, that side, he really meant whichever one is more, he's more shaykh to. Therefore, if one of them is rabbi, it's mistaber that he really meant to be kaveh shvisa in the direction that his rabbi was coming. Rabbi's mask him to the Yesh Breira over here. He just holds it. There's an umdina that a person wants his Rebbe. Tanakama, the Gemara says, maybe sometimes a person wants to hear what they call in English a guest lecturer. He's used to hearing his Rebbe. He wants to hear something fresh, something new, something different. That's the machlokes. Mishnah Vov. Here we're going to learn also a case where a person is making an Erev in two directions, but not because he has a suffix in which direction he wants. He wants in both directions. What does that mean? Either you're putting down Yibi Kaveh Shvisa to the Mizruch side or to the Ma'ariv side. Mishnah has a new case. He wants 2 days consecutively. One day he wants that his Shvisa should be 2,000 amos away from his house to the Mizruch. And one day he wants to be the Ma'ariv. What does it mean? One day and Erev after another. Of course, what we're talking about is not Shabbos and then the second day Shabbos. We're talking about Shabbos and then Yom Tov. Or we'll have 2 other days of Kedusha back to back, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, the same type of idea. The Mishnah is discussing a Machlokes Tanoim, and the Nidoin that they have is whether we see Shabbos and Yom Tov as one, what's called Kedusha Achas. If it's Kedusha Achas, there are many ramifications, Lagabi Kiddush, Lagabi Hachono. Not our noise now to explore all the Nafkaminas, but the Nafkamina that's negated to us is being kind of Shvisa, the Marshal. Shabbos, Sunday is Yom Tov. Sunday is, let's say, the first day of Pesach. Do we say that Friday ben Hashmoshes, Erev Shabbos, then he's kind of Shvisa, and if Kedusha Achas, so then he has one Mokim Shvisa through Shabbos and through Sunday, where he's kind of Shvisa, Friday night, that's where the Erev is. The Erev has to be the ben Hashmoshes, and that's Kaveya his Shvisa for 2 days. And that's it. Or maybe not. Maybe Shabbos, the Mokim HaShvisa is Kavua, Lefi his Erev of, like we said, Erev Shabbos Ben HaShmoshes. And then Motzi Shabbos Leil HaSeder Ben HaShmoshes of Shabbos going into Motzi Shabbos, into Sunday, into Motzi Shabbos. Over there, there's another Chalois Shem Shvisa that takes place on their second Erev. Or you could use the same Erev. You could use the second time, but it's two different chaloisim. That's a second possibility. A third possibility is that it's a sofik. Now let's read the Mishnah. Reb Leza Omer, Yom Tov HaSamach LeShabbos. Like we said, we'll say the case, Yom Tov is after Shabbos. By the way, we'll just point out in parentheses that Yom Tov after Shabbos, Ma'od Yitochen, you can't use the heter of Shvisa, of Shvus. All the cases that we had in the earlier Mishnahs, where Nisad Rabbonon would not disallow the Erev because Shvus Ben Hashmoshes is Mutter. There's a great machlokes between the Tosfos and the Rashba whether the Heter Friday night of Shvus, of like carrying from a Carmelis to a Shvus a Rabbim and so on, whether that would also be true Motzi Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes. What's the Shaila? The Shaila is because since you're already leaving Shabbos, you have like a Chazok and the Meikor, a Vadayim, a Huksak. Isser Shabbos Befanecho, you can't be matu even a Shvus. Fascinating nafkamina will be legabi this, that if the Erev is that type of Erev where you have to be over on a Shvus, it'll be good for Friday night, it will not be good for round 2 Motzei Shabbos, because that's after Shabbos going into Yom Tov. That's one Eden. Reb Elazar Oime Yom Tov HaSomach LeShabbos. So you have Shabbos, and then Sunday is the first day Yom Tov. Bein Milfoneo, Bein Milachareo. Doesn't really make a difference if it's Shabbos and Sunday, or Friday was Yom Tov going into Shabbos, except the Nafkamina that we just said about Shvusin. Ma'ariv Odom Shnei Eruvin Vo'imer. He has to make 2 Eruvin. Vo'imer Eruvi Horishon LeMizrach Vashen LeMa'ariv. He clearly holds that there's 2 separate Kedushois, there's 2 different Chalois Shvisa. One is for Shabbos, one is for Yom Tov. Horishon LeMa'ariv Vashen LeMizrach. Eruvi Horishon Vashen Kibnei Iri. He could form variations. He doesn't have to be married both days. One day he's here, one day he's there. Eruvi Hasheni Varishin Kibneiri. So the Mishnah speaks out all the different variations. The idea of all of them is the same. Ma'ariv Luruachacha Soy Eine Ma'ariv Kol Iker. You can't make 2 Eruvim. You have to be Kaveh Shvisa on one side and one side only. Oy Eine Ma'ariv Kol Iker. Now he adds something else. Oy ma'ariv l'shnei yomim, oy eni ma'ariv kol iker. You can't do 1 day without the other. The Gemara says the wording over here in the Mishnah is a little bit repetitious. Why does he have to say ma'ariv l'ruachach l'shnei yomim kol iker, oy ma'ariv l'shnei yomim eni ma'ariv kol iker? The way to read the Mishnah, the Gemara says, is, haloi the Chachom say back to Reb Elazar, you mask him to me that on a regular Shabbos you can't be ma'ariv to this side b'kevei shvisa ben hashmoshes to the mizruch, and then Shabbos after chatzois you want to go for shalshutz to a different rebbe. So really you b'kevei on the other side, on the ma'ariv side. Now about the one Shabbos has one shvisa that's hukva ben hashmoshes zokter, and that's what the Mishnah means. On one day, because if they're back to back, they're one kedusha. His understanding is that to separate Shabbos v'Yom Tov is like separating Shabbos lifnei chatzos, Shabbos la'achar chatzos. Avada that you're asking, you can't do oy bazoi two yomim or one kedusha. Ketzad yasa. You have to put it there, the ben hashmoshes of the first day. You wait over there, while it's still safe. You put it in your pocket, you go back to your house. Then you could go tomorrow morning, if you want to hear chazonis, to the mizrach, so you can walk to the mizrach. Basheni, you go back to the same place. You put it down, you leave it there, ben hashmoshes, you can eat it up, you have it there to eat. What the Mishnah is saying is, and this way you have it both days. If the Erev was lost, so you don't have the Erev for the second day, and then you're stuck. Now, we could ask ourselves, if Shabbos and Yom Tov is one Kedusha, then L'chari wants you kind of Shvisa, L'tzad HaMizrach, L'chari both days are totally in the Bein HaShmoshes of the first day. Why do you need to put it there the second day? On that, the Gemara explains that really the Chachomim have a sofik. Is it one kedusha or is it not? We explained that before. That's a possibility. They have a sofik if it's kedusha achas, and if it's two kedushas, then you need to put it there for both days. If it's one kedusha, you need to put it there lechatchila for both days. So therefore, you have to be machmir to both sides. You have to put it there. You have to have it only on one side. The shvisa is only in one direction. You set it up. You kind of shvisa for both days. And you need to be kind of shvisa each day separately. Listen to what the Rebbe Lezer says back. Nechal berishoin. Sorry, this is before Rebbe Lezer. Nechal berishoin is the chachomim. Eruv l'rishoin v'eni erev l'sheni. You stop. You don't have an erev l'sheni. Amar Rebbe Lezer, so you're not so sure of yourself that it's one kedusha. You hold that if it's nechal. We don't say that you were kind of shvisa by the beginning of the first day, and that's it for the next 2 days, for the next 48 hours. You hold that it's moit matim lishen shtei kedushas. Like we explained, what's the answer? The Chacham hold that it's a sofik. Plus, all it's not a sofik. So you mask him to me that it's two kedushas, oy bazoi, that becomes the halachal b'chlal. Chacham say no. The Chacham say we have a sofik. We'll point out an interesting ha'orah that the Rishonim and Daf Lamed Vov, Tosfos, the Ritva, and others point out is that L'chayre, let's say when we said we have Shabbos and Yom Tov on Sunday, so on Shabbos afternoon before Shki, you're going back with the Erev, or you're there with the Erev, and you're putting down the Erev again, and you're saying, let this be my Erev for Yom Tov. Why is that not Hachonah? It's like setting a table Shabbos afternoon for Yom Tov that's coming Matzah Shabbos, taking food out of the freezer. Setting up an Erev for Sunday on Shabbos, L'chayre, is Hachonah on Shabbos for Yom Tov. The answer the Gemara gives is that the Tanoim over here hold, which is not Pasha, it's Machlokes Tanoim. What's Kainu Shvisa? Is what's Kainu Shvisa on every Friday going into Shabbos? The end of Friday or the beginning of Shabbos? So the Rishonim understand that the Gemara holds that the Shvisa is nicknames the beginning of Shabbos. Oy bazoi, when you land Shabbos afternoon and you say, here's my place, what you're doing really is you're not making a chalois of shvisa for Sunday, the end of Shabbos. You're verbalizing, or maybe you're not even verbalizing, it could be you're not allowed to verbalize. A sub machloikis over here, is it enough to think it? Do you have to say it? Do you have to carry the food? Do you have to put it down? Could you be ma'ariv by just being ma'ariv beraglov, what's called sugis that we'll see later on. In any case, you're there. Shabbos at the very end, Shalashud this time, you're there at the very end of Shabbos. What you're doing is, you're not being kever Shabbos afternoon, the Chaloy Shvisa for Sunday. What you do is, you shtel avek, the last second of Shabbos, that it's going to be Chal, the beginning of Sunday, i.e. Matzah Shabbos, right after the Zman, the Mokum HaShvisa of Sunday. So it's not Hachonah. It's only sort of mentally getting into gear for Sunday, but the actual chalois of the Shvisa is on Sunday, Matzah Shabbos, and not on Shabbos itself. That's why it's mutter. Lamaisa, after a whole protracted discussion in the Gemara Daf Lamed Tes, what comes out is, like we just said, it's a problem, because you have Shabbos and then Yom Tov. Pashas, we're talking about in the field. We're not talking about a place within the Eruv. How do you carry the food out there again to put it there Sunday? So Pashas, we have to be talking about Shabbos. You went out Shalashud this time, you're Ma'ariv Biraglov. He holds that even if you're Ma'ariv Bepas on Shabbos, you're allowed to be Ma'ariv Biraglov again. Which one is optimal, we'll see later on. But Al-Gabonim, it works. You can be Ma'ariv, you can take a pass out there, Shabbos, Friday afternoon, right before Shabbos, be Kaveh, the Erev of Shabbos, and be Ma'ariv Biraglov. And here's another point. If you're Ma'ariv Biraglov, you don't have to say out, like we say, you don't have to say Harei Zeh Ruvi. You're there. You're kind of Shvitz. If you take food, you could be eating snack, going on a picnic. So you have to take the food and you have to be Kaved Se Harei Zeh Ruvi. But if you're there Biraglacha, you're there. You don't need to declare it. That's your place. So you're there. You're there the end of Shabbos. You're the Chalois Shem Shvisa is called the beginning of Sunday, i.e. Matzah Shabbos after Zman. And then you go back home and you can go back Sunday morning. On the first day after, you go back to where you want to go back and walk the other 2,000 Amos. That's the way it's going to work over here. One last aura. This Mishnah is the makar of a very important piece of information, which is not mafurish any place. Who says that there's Tchumen on Yom Tov? And if Tchumen on Shabbos is Deraisa, what about Tchumen on Yom Tov? What would be the Mokum Lefakbek? Why not? The makar of Tchumen is Deraisa is from a Pasuk and Pashas B'Shalach by the Mon Al Yetzi Yishmim Koimoy. Yetzei l'chor has to do with hoitzo. Hoitzo is doch mutter on Shabbos. L'tzorich eichel nefesh. Over here, for sure, it's tzorich yom tiv. B'tech shehutri l'tzorich for tzorich of achilo. Hutri nami l'tzorich. You're allowed to wheel a baby carriage down the street on yom tiv. So if you want to go eat a suda 4,000 amos away, why don't we say that's mutter to do that l'tzorich yom tiv? That's a kasha. So others taina. That Enoch and Amit seems that way from the Rambam. There's a Michtav from Avraham and Rambam. Where what's implied is that Shabbos, it could be the Rambam holds, we discussed in the earlier Mishnah in Perek Aleph, that Tchumen of Yud Beis Mil is certainly Deraisa, even though we don't hold that Tchumen is Deraisa, the regular Tchumen 2,000 Amos, but Tchumen Yud Beis Mil, only Shabbos, not Yom Tov. Not because of Mitoich, not because of Tzarech Eichel Nefesh, just because there's no Pasuk. The Pasuk is by Shabbos, Mechitesi by Yom Tov. There are other differences that we find Shabbos and Yom Tov. This might be one of them. Others, Taina, no. This is the Shit of Rashi, Tesis, and Chagigah, Daf Yud Zayin, that Shabbos is Minatar, Yom Tov is Minatar, whatever you hold by Shabbos, you hold by Yom Tov. Mechaz Chinuch speaks about it by Richus, in Mitzvah Resh Tzadiches, Ois Hei. Turi Evan is back and forth on this also. As far as the kasha, that even if there would be tchumen on Yom Tov, where it's le letzarech klau, but over here be matir letzarech enjoyment of Yom Tov, why shouldn't it be mutter? So here, kiveg the chasam sefer say alam deshavar. They say that the heter of oichel nefesh is because the Torah says, the moshe you look at the Ramban and Parshas Boy, the Ramban says that the heter of melechas oichel nefesh is because the Torah by Yom Tov doesn't say that what's also is melocha kol melocha loisasa. The Torah says, "Kol meleches avoyda leisasa." What does it mean, "meleches avoyda"? Meleches avoyda is not oichel nefesh. The Torah specifically says that categorizing meleches oichel nefesh on Yom Tov is not meleches avoyda; it's meleches oichel nefesh. That's only if you're defining melacha. Shvisa, this is important. Tchumen is not a melacha; it's not a meisa melacha. Shvisa is another din. That a person, it's not a malacha of walking from destination A to destination B. There's a din that a person should be bim koimoy. A person should be rooted in one malkum. It's a din, it's another din. It's not part of malachas. It's not one of the malachas. Not one of the lamedas malachas. Even if you hold tchumen deraisa, but it's not deraisa skila. It's deraisa that it's an Indian deraisa that a person has to be loyal, naman, whatever you want to call it, lim koimoy. Okay? So that's not malacha. If it's not malacha, it doesn't have a heter of malacha zeichel nefesh. Just a chikava ha'ora. There are various malachas that apply on Chol HaMoed. There are various that don't. If you hold that tchumen is on Yom Tov, what about Chol HaMoed? Befurish in the Shem that not. The Mashmois would be the same idea. Cholomoid, there's no Isra to do Malacha. We'll learn about this in the Sechaz Moed Cotton. The Isra on Cholomoid is that when a person does Malacha, he's turning the day into a Yom Choyl. Being in a place, not being in a place, doesn't turn the day into a day Choyl. There's no Inyan, Bechalal, of Tchum. If a person wants to go on a 10-mile hike, and that's how he's enjoying time with his family, Cholomoid, Gizim Tehet, there is no Issa Tchumen. Lekuli Alma.